Yes, thank you, Lord.
What I feel, guilt and condemnation distract me from my purpose. What I know, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Whatever you've been through, you're still standing. Every test is now a testimony. So the least you can do is say thank you. Came to rescue me.
You came to rescue me.
You were my healer.
You were my healer.
Yes, sir.
Whenever I need you.
You're always right there.
You're always right there.
Thank you.
Yeah. When I was down,
I know I could never earn it. But I'm grateful. You've been better to me than I've been to my own self. I gotta say it.
Is say thank you for carrying me into a new year, for carrying us into a new year, for allowing us to wake up this morning to see a new day, a day which we have not seen before, and I am just so grateful, and that's the least we can do is say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for carrying us into a new year. Can I got your lines open, so we're gonna talk to each other today, so as long as you all know that your line is open, and you may be on mute, you're more than welcome to give praises, give joys, clap your hands, you know, just enjoy yourself on today. So, every Let's Do a Radio Worldwide listeners, welcome to January 1st Sunday service of the new year of 2024, which is Communion Day with Apostle Sealer Hatton Bone, the founder and overseer of the Eagle Saints Outreach Ministry International out of Little Rock, Arkansas, and she's going to be speaking on the word sent from God today. You can listen to this and all episodes on demand by going to blogtalkradio.com/letsdoitradio. Once this show is aired, you can share it with your friends, share it with people who you know who may want to hear what she has to say and who may just lift them up in spirit and in truth and in health. And so I welcome each and every one of you today on January the 7th, 2024. This is Communion Day with Apostle Sealer Hatton Bone. And I am your hostess, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of On Ice Falco Designs. And I am broadcasting to you, the worldwide listening audience. And so if you want to keep me on the air and listen to what I have to say and listen to what others have to say and bring forth, you can Cash App to $ISEVALCOUR or through Venmo at MZ-INEZ or through Zelle if you know my email or my tell or my cell. So don't forget to have your elements together for communion. So while I'm speaking and you don't have your communion elements together, wine, water, bread, juice, crackers, or whatever you want to consider for your sacrament, please get those ready so when communion time comes, you'll be ready. So you can also call in at 845-241-9985. That's 845-241-9985 if you want prayer or just want to listen online to be a part of the on-air congregation. It's always good. We have quite a few listeners out here, and I'm just so grateful and thankful to each and every one of you for joining us today. I'm not going to prolong too much. I'm trying to set up everything so that we will be in order because you know how things are. The devil be trying to sway us a different way, but we're not going to let that come. We're not going to even speak those words out today. So you can listen on demand, and to any of these episodes that you hear, Let's Do a Radio. So first off, let's put our hands together for yourselves and for the speaker of the hour by giving Apostle Sealer Hatton Bone of the Eagle Saints Outreach Ministry International and our pulpit ministers out there who will also be joining us a heartfelt and spiritual warm welcome and round of applause. Let's do that right now. We will have greetings from Apostle. We'll have invocational prayer by Pastor Tony and scripture, followed by scripture by Minister Sharonica Coney, and then we're going to have a song, a victory song. Yes, yes, yes. Amen, amen, and amen again. Go ahead, Apostle Sior?
Well, God bless each and every one of you all. I'm very excited, amen, to be a part of this great radio show tonight, amen. And I want to thank Ms. Inez, amen, for just inviting us, amen, praise the Lord. And I'm just so excited. My name is, again, Dr., amen, Apostle Shalah Haddon-Bones, and I am the founder, amen, of the Eagle Saints Outreach Ministry International, and that is located at 3405 Baseline Road. That's in Little Rock, Arkansas. And I tell you what, I am believing God tonight, amen, that God is going to move like you have never, ever saw him move. We are already in a new year. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so we can expect so many great and powerful things to happen. Listen, I want you to tune in because God has given me a word, amen, that is going to be a blessing to you. And again, we're so grateful for each and everyone that is here on these lines tonight. Amen. God has a word designed just for your ears. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you. Invocational prayer. Pastor Tony Gooding, you may be on mute. You may want to unmute yourself.
Amen. Let us pray. Father, we reverence you. We're in awe of your omnipresence, your omnipotence, your omniscience of you being our God. We come in the name of Christ Jesus, who's had victory over principalities, dominions, thrones. We honor you, Jesus, for what you have done to give us victories in our life. We lift up this service before you and welcome it to be the movement of the Spirit of God, allowing our hearts and spirits to be open such that we can be sensitive to you, Lord, that it be a connection spirit to spirit, to the flow of your wisdom and revelation, understanding that shall be imparted to the listeners tonight. We welcome it to be that fresh oil, Lord, that you have already set aside for 2024, that it be that fresh anointing that we soak in, saturate in, receive in for this season, that we give you all the honor and glory. Holy Spirit, we welcome it be that your liberty, your pleasure, your delight flow through the wisdom and revelation in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I will be reading from Revelation.
Yes, go ahead.
I'll be reading from Revelation 21:5-6. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. Verse 6. He said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. I've just read you Revelation 21:5-6, the New International Version. Amen.
Amen. We got the victory today. Yeah. Amen.
Let's go.
We all have overcome.
We got the victory. We always have the victory in Christ. Well, Dr. Sheila Hatton Bone is the founder and overseer of Eagles Saints Outreach Ministry International in Little Rock, Arkansas. She walks in the fullness of her apostleship, providing spiritual covering of several churches and ministries. Dr. Sheila received her doctorate degree in divinity in May 2012. She is a fiery, apostolic, prophetic voice for this age, an author, a mentor, and a sought-after speaker. Through her book, Tears Behind the Anointing, Dr. Sheila declares that people can again experience a life of laughter and love after trauma, in agreement with Job 8:21, which says, "He will fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with shouts of joy." Dr. Sheila is a testimony of this scripture as she enjoys the work that God has called her to do, living each day in the fullness of joy. I can't wait to hear it. We will be blessed with the selection first, and then we will be graced with words from her lips to our ears. So please say amen and receive Apostle Sheila Hatton Bone after this song, Brand New Night.
Awesome. Amen. Are they ready for me?
Yes, we are. Well, we don't know if we're ready, but we're here for you.
You know what? I'll tell you what. Look, I am so excited about that last song and the first song. Are you listening to me? And so I'm sitting in my den. And y'all pardon me for a minute. I'm sitting in my den, and I get up, and I just start dancing. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I tell
Amen.
You what, we're having some search on this line. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so the woman of God played. The first song was Victory. How many of you all know that, listen, we went out of 2023 with victory? Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
It wasn't the fact that everything was really, you know, a bed of roses, but the fact of the matter is that God brought us through every trial. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
And we did not
Amen.
Come out and leave out of 2023 empty-handed. Are you listening? I'm so excited. I tell you what, this last song, Lord have mercy, I tried to sit down. I just couldn't sit down. I just had to give him a praise. Why? Because I got a new name. Why? Because I got a
yes.
new walk. Why? Because I'm in a
yes.
new year. Why? Because I got a new heart. Why? Because I got a new vision. Why? Because I see different. Are you listening to me? And when you understand, amen, and then the psalmist said, listen, I moved out of my old house.
Yeah.
I got to thinking about that, right? Yeah, because I was
part
of the temple of the Holy Spirit, and the Lord is doing something so new. I want to encourage you today that the hand of the Lord is upon this broadcast today. I want you to know that God is doing something so new and exciting, and God wants to excite you. You know, the Bible said it like this. He said, please don't be lukewarm. Please don't be cold.
Mm-mm.
Are you listening to me? The Lord is looking for people
Come
that
on.
Is excited about him. And I'm telling you right now, them last two songs and the prayer and the scripture didn't excite you. I don't know what will. Are you listening to me? You know, I stay excited, though. The Lord has anointed me with the oil of gladness, and I'm very excited about that. Are you listening to me? And I'm so excited about the night. I'm so grateful for this opportunity to share, amen, the word of the Lord. Lord, I just love that song. He's moving me out of the old. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
And so tonight, I'm going to be ministering on, are you ready for this here? He said it like this, making room is what he gave me for the new moves of God. Come on here. And you got to understand something about making room. Are you listening to me? It's like making room in your closet. If your closet has too many clothes in it, amen. If I'm going to make some room, and I asked the Lord before I came on this broadcast, how do you make room? The Lord said, easy, by elimination. I said, talk to me. And so when I looked at word to eliminate, it means to completely get rid of some things. In other words, it means you got to cut out some things. It simply means that you got to weed out some things. You listening to them? You got to delete some things.
Yeah.
Amen. You got to counsel out some things. You got to clear some things out of your heart and out of your mind. Can I go on and talk to you like I feel it tonight? You're going to have to begin to do some of that if you want to make room, amen, for the new. So now as we look in the book of Leviticus, the 26th chapter and the 10th verse, and this is what it reads. You shall eat the old harvest and clear out the old because of the new. Are you listening to me? In other words, it says that God brought us through 2023. Amen. And, and he said that we came out victorious. We may have came out with some bruises. We may have came out with some limps. But, baby, we may have came out with some scars. But I'm telling you right now, we're reaching for the stars. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
So I'm very, very excited, amen, because the Lord has been with us all through the year, amen. And we came out with victory. The first song had to do with victory. Are you listening to me? Amen. And I need you to get excited. I need you to understand that God, when he woke you up, he had to go either under your name or over your name. And the fact of the matter that you and I are still living, it says that we have not completed our kingdom assignment. I don't know about you. I'll be 70 years old this year. Everybody say I look really good. You understand what I'm saying? God bless me to marry a husband 7 years younger. Amen. And people say, look like I'm looking younger than him. Amen. I'm telling you, the Lord said this will be a time that I will redeem the time for you. Are you listening to me? And so the Lord said, you got to make room for what I want to do. You're going to have to relook at your life. You're going to have to see what is necessary, amen, for you in this season to be doing and what's not necessary. Are you listening to me? And then I'm listening to the psalmist. When she was singing the song, she said, I had to let some old friends go. I ain't going to get no help there. I had to let them go because of where I'm going. Am I making any kind of sense to anybody on this line? And so where I am right now, prophetically speaking, in my life, it's important for me to understand, and it's important for me to know what God has for Shalom. Are you listening to me? Yes, I'm an overseer of a church. Amen. And that is important to me. But it's also important to know what God is doing in me, in my mind, in my spirit. Are you listening to me? I believe, prophetically speaking, that the Lord is getting ready to change our platform. Are you listening to me? And so I often say, don't get ready, you know, be ready. Amen. This
be
year
ready.
Of 2023, it ought to have built some more faith in us. It ought to have caused us, amen, to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. I'm telling you, I appreciate God for the fire of the Holy Ghost. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
I would not serve a God, amen, that I could not praise. I would not serve a God that I could not see victory through. I would not serve a God that could not change my heart. Most of all, I would not serve a God that could not hear and answer my prayer.
That's it.
Well,
and the Lord has proven himself to you and I. He has proven himself to you and I. He has kept us.
Come on.
He has kept our children. He has kept our grandchildren. And then he has kept our minds. Lord, we thank you today.
Well,
so we want to be in this year fervent. I look at some people that come to church, and I wonder, where is your joy? I wonder what is going on that we can't give God all the praise and magnify him, like he deserves. He deserves worship, and he deserves fervent worship. And fervently, I'm going to make you hot. See, Sarah could not produce. Amen. But God had to touch her womb. Are you listening to me? Amen. Because her husband was a little too old. So they needed the help. That's why the Lord sent the Holy Spirit as a helper. Come on. And so the Lord is going to send the Holy Spirit. He's going to be our helper tonight. Are you listening to me? And I'm very glad about that. So we're making room.
The
new. Are you listening to me? I'm not so much worried about, 2023. I want to know, where are you taking me in 2024? Now, when I ask the Lord, and I will speak prophetically all the way through this. But when I ask the Lord about the number 24, listen, the Lord says, Shalom, if you want to know, listen to me carefully, what the number 24 is. Now, I study numbers. So I know what 2 means. Are you listening to me? And then I know what 4 represents. And I say, so Lord, do you want me to break that down to the people so that they will know and understand what that number means? He said, no, I don't. You're in a new season. I said, so what do you want me to do? He said, all I want you to do is go to Psalms 24. He said, because when you read Psalm 24, it will let you know what I'm saying about 2024. And so as I look at it briefly, it simply says, the earth is the Lord's, and all of its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. So who may ascend into the hills of the Lord? Or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive, blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who will seek him, who will seek his face. Lift up your heads tonight, O ye gates, my God, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Why? Because the King of glory shall come in.
Lord.
Who is the King of glory? Are you ready for it? It's the Lord strong and mighty, Oh, the Lord mighty in battle, my God, today.
Yes,
lift up your heads, O ye gates, you gates. Lift up your heads, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. What do gates, what do doors, what do windows have in common? All of them give you access. Are you listening to me? So when he said, lift up your head, O ye gates, I'm giving you access. I'm giving you another dimension of my spirit. When he said to John in Revelation 4, he said, come up here there, my God, so that I can show you things that will come shortly. Are you listening to me? So this will be a year that the Lord is getting ready to open up gates and open up doors and open up and listen, and he will cut through as a bars of iron just so that God will work things out for you. So in this year of 2024, doors will be open, doors of opportunity. Are you listening to me? Then the Lord spoke to me and said, let me give you another revelation about the year of 24. He said, notice that there are 24 hours within a day. He said, now 24 hours represent time. Are you listening to me?
Mm-hmm.
He said, so what I'm saying to you in Ephesians 4, 22 to 24, he says, I'm going to redeem your time. Lord, help us tonight. Help us. Let me redeem your time. Are you listening? In other words, he said that this will be a year. He said that I will go back at everything you lost, the time you lost. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
The money you lost. Come on, the relationship. Come on, the rejection. He said, I'm going to redeem that time. In other words, I'm going to buy it back. Are you going to regain again? Come on, you're going to regroup again. Are you listening to me? He said, look, and the things that have held you back, amen. He said, barriers are being broken even now. I want you to just lift your hand up and say, Lord, I receive that. Are you listening to me? He said, I have redeemed you, Lord, have mercy. He said, and I have called you by your name, and you are mine. So what am I saying? I'm saying here in the year of 2024, the Lord say, it's a fresh start for you and I. He said that it's a new beginning. Are you ready for that? Because, see, we're living in the Kairos time, which means a time right now of great opportunity. Are you listening to me? It means fortune, come on, is coming your way. Are you listening? And I want you to get excited about this year. Amen, praise the Lord. Because God's grace, oh my God, is going before us. It's his grace that is opening doors for us. It's his grace, come on, that is carving a fresh anointing to fall upon each and every one of us. My God, I'm excited about this year. So what is God saying? What is he saying? What are some of the things that God is saying to you and I in this year of 2024? Well, God said that I will speak and give you a spirit of understanding concerning his will. Are you ready for this? Individually and corporately. What else is the Lord saying to you and I? He's saying that there's going to be spiritual alignment. Are you listening to me? In other words, he says that everything that's been out of alignment, the Lord said, I'm going to bring it in alignment. But I need you to pay attention to your prophecies. Amen. And don't count them lightly. Are you listening to me? You know,
come
when
on.
An arm is broken, amen, they have to put it back in alignment. Come on. So some things maybe from 2023 happened in our life that got us off track. But the Lord say this will be a year that spiritual alignment will come into your life. What else is the Lord saying? Prophetic discernment is coming to the body of Christ. Are you ready for this? You got to be more sensitive now. Are you listening to me? I was ministering on today, and there was a young lady in our church. Right in the middle of ministering, I hear the Spirit of God speaks to me clearly. And she started coughing. Mm-hmm. And the Lord said, I just delivered her, come on, from some baggages and some hurts, come on, that was in her life. So we have to learn to be very sensitive to the Spirit. It's one thing, amen, to be dedicated to the church, but it's another thing to be dedicated to the vision that the visionary is giving the church.
Yeah.
No different. So he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. So the Lord say that this will be a year that I will make your ear sensitive. This will be a year you will not be deceived.
Yes,
are you listening
yes,
to
God.
Me? This is a year somebody can walk by you and you'll know what God desires to reveal to you about them. So in this year of 2023, 2024, now the Lord is saying that as the year closes, he said, I'm going to open new doors. And some old doors will close. They will close. And you will reach back for them, and they won't be there. They won't open up for you. Because everything he has for you and everything that the woman of God played through worship tonight had to do with the new. I want the new. Amen. We're going to begin to discern in the body of Christ, and we're going to experience increase like never before.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like that there's been times look like our mirror bearer wanted to run dry. But I want to tell you that there is a prophetic word in your mouth that come on that's going to speak to your mirror bearer. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't just look for handouts. My God, I'm telling you, your words will create by faith what you need in God. Are you listening to me? So I'm very excited this is going to be a year, amen, that we will not have to struggle, but we have to have ears to hear. Are you listening to me?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
mm-hmm.
God will say to you that I need you to plant more today than you did on last month. Are you listening to me? He spoke that to me as I was giving today. He said, I know what you're used to giving, but this is the number I need you to give. See, obedience is better than a sacrifice. And so,
right.
God, I decree today that there will be a spiritual awakening on this land. And by Shondo, I decree today that we will have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Because it's in our obedience that God blesses and opens new doors for us. Are you listening to me? So I'm very excited about this year. And I want you to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. The Lord is also saying worship. And the word will open doors or will open gates. Are you listening to me? And so worship. I'll never forget we was in worship. And worship was so awesome. We ought to be able to see something during worship. Are you listening to me? And I remember seeing heaven open, and I saw like the Lord Jesus get off of his throne, and he looked down at us because he was enjoying the aroma of worship. Are you listening? I mean, it's a sad thing when you have to really ask people, would you worship God? Are you listening to me? I want to let you know right now, amen, that God. And I want you to understand in this year of 2024, God is moving for his people like never before. I want you to understand that this will be a time, amen, that you and I will learn how to worship God. When we're going through, we're going to learn how to worship God because worship opens up and gives us access to God. Are you listening to me? I want you all to be excited about this year of 2024. Yes, I know that the enemy is going to come, but you already have victory.
Yes.
The woman of God played that tonight. Now, this will be a year of great exposure. And the exposure will start in the house of God. We're already seeing glimpses of it. Are you listening to me? And the Lord said, listen, that even in the midst of this, amen, God said that I will also bring, high places down. Are you listening? Meaning in the political area, there has been a lot of corruption. From the White House to the poor house to the dope house to the jail house to the poor house and to our house. Are you listening?
Come on
Everything
now.
Everything got to get in order. Are you listening to me? Even when they went into the ark with Noah, amen, the snakes could not go in there crawling, amen, in a crooked position. Everything had to go in straight. Are you listening to me? So this will be a year that God is not going to wink at what we didn't do last year. He's saying, I'm giving you strength to carry out and fulfill everything that I placed in your hand. And we may not realize this. This was a new revelation God gave me. He said, I measure, he said, according to what people do and how they do it. In other words, he said, some would get 30-fold blessings. Some would get 60-fold. And some will get 100-fold. It depends on the level of how much we're willing to sacrifice. and give ourselves totally to the work of the kingdom. Let me move on. Now, what else can we expect in this year? The Lord said, I will send a fire within you. And it's going to begin to burn everything you know and I know that's in you, right?
Come
and
on.
These things that we did not deal with last year, we're going to have to deal with them this year. David said it like this, that I desire truth in your inward part. Are you listening to me? We're going to have to be honest with God. What about where we are?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to
mm-hmm.
have to be honest about with God about what we think. We're going to have to be careful about what we speak because life and death is in the power of our tongue. Are you listening to me? So this will be a year we must monitor our own words. This is a year we must monitor our life. This is a year that we must begin to watch those things that come
mm-hmm.
up in us, like jealousy, like anger. I mean, well, you can be angry, but the Bible say don't sin. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
When you're angry.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be honest. Do you know honesty is knocking at everybody's heart door? The Lord said, David, even though you murdered, come on, amen, Bathsheba, husband, you had a murder. And then you committed adultery with her. But because of your sincere prayer, I still said, David is a man after my own heart. Are you listening to me? I'm very grateful that God has given us grace and mercy. God has given us favor. Amen. And no matter where we are tonight, and no matter how low we've gone, I say, I'll reach all of the way down and I'll lift you up. Come on here. And so I'm feeling a new level in God. I'm feeling the power of the Holy Spirit right now. There is a weightiness of his glory, amen, that is coming upon us. See, it's what we do when we're away from people that determines what God is going to do when we're with them. Are you listening to me? And so shall I tell them that I'm going home with them and I'm listening to conversations. And I'm watching everything that people are doing. It's making a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Are you listening to me? So I'm grateful to be a part of this kingdom family that we are engrafted in. But he said, I'm going to send a fire. I need a fire. I want it to burn up everything in me. You understand what I'm saying? It may not feel good. Come on. But he said, but after get through burning, he said, then I'm going to make you a flame of fire. Because the Bible says God is a consuming fire. Are you listening to me? What else is he saying to us? He said we must have a listening ear. This must be a year that we must know his voice. Do less talking and more listening. Am I making sense today?
Come on.
This would be a year that we would literally hear winds. Like it was on the day of Pentecost. The Lord said, you will begin to hear the wind of my spirit, says the Lord. And it shall begin to increase within your spiritual ear like never before. Are you listening to me? So we must have that listening ear. There will be a glory encounters. And all of them will not be at church. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, when the woman of God played them songs, honey, I was getting caught up. Amen. I was getting caught. Listen, amen. And the more she sang, I'm moving out of that old house. I'm moving out of that old life. God. I want the new. I want the new.
Way of
hallelujah. Now let me tell you. I know I'm going to have to settle myself down. Judgment, the Lord say, in this year of 2024, is coming to our nation. And he said, now it's just too much going on that he no longer can wink at. Am I making sense? And he said, but if my people will repent and return, if they repent and return, am I making sense? So we understand that when COVID came, amen, that was an awakening for all of us, right? And so I'm telling you, the Lord said, I'm going to give you power against viruses. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. I'm going to give you power.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Amen. To stand against diseases and I think it's RSPB. I'm going to give you power over that. He said this will be a year that you don't have to fear or panic because of the changes that are coming to this nation. For God has not given you and I the spirit of fear, But God has given us power, love, and a sound mind. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
And this is what we got to understand. Listen to me, everybody. We got to understand that God is giving us a window of time to do those things that he's told us to do. We got a window of time. We can't lose time like we've been losing it. We can't let people, in other words, distract us. Can I think that's a good word. Distract us with what God is telling us to do. Are you listening to me? We got to move with speed this year. We was a little slow for last year. You understand? Because the enemy, if we don't move when God tells us to move, then the enemy will steal our time. Are you listening to me? Once the enemy steals your time, he steals your dedication. He steals your consecration. Am I making sense here? So the spirit of distraction will come in to occupy your mind. Are you listening to me? But the Lord says that this will be a season, that there will be no more delay. Move quickly when I say, when I speak to you, move quickly. No more sloppiness. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's stop keep putting things off. Amen. When it's in our power to do it right then. Obedience is always better than a sacrifice. The Lord say, this will be a year that I will send you destiny helpers. Isn't that wonderful? He's going to send you some help. We all need some help, right? But know that everything that we accomplish is not by might, it's not by power, but it's by his spirit, saith the Lord. Galatians 6:9 says it like this. Let us not be weary in well-doing. We will reap a harvest. That's what we want. I want a harvest. If we don't give up and don't faint. So what can we learn? What can we learn from last year? What can we learn? We're learning many things. We're learning things this year that we want to understand. And so when the Lord said, make room, I looked at the word makeup. It means to advance. See, that's what make means. It means be successful in accomplishing your task. Not that it's been easy for you, but you know what? It's going to be productive. Hang on in there. I want to encourage somebody on this line. See, so he says, so it's in this season. God say, I will begin to mature you in ways that you've never been mature before. I mean, we're going to know who hands we should shake this year. Everybody you can't shake hands with because they're not even for you. Now that's what make means, room means. And I talked about that. It also means to rearrange. I need to organize some things the way you do things in a new way. It means to create a space, Lord have mercy, for the new kingdom projects and assignments, amen, that I'm going to give you for this year. You're going to be doing something totally different and new. See, now the word new means not existing before or something recently that you discovered, that you didn't even know you could do. It's something revealed for the first time that's been concealed. God say new means a fresh start, a new quality. Oh God, He said, I'm making you quality in the eyes of even the secular world. Are you listening to me? So He says, just like the Old Testament, come out here, amen, was a fulfillment for the New Testament. Now the Old Testament and the high priest, they did go into the holies of holies, but they had to take animals every year. Amen. They could, the Old Testament was good in the fact that they could show you your sins. You understand? But they could not keep you from it. But when the New Testament came, John said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Jesus came on the scene and said it like this here, behold, the kingdom of God is at hand. When something new comes in, are y'all listening to me? What happens is, if you're not careful, the new will seem like a threat to you. When Jesus came on the scene, he was a threat to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, you see? And so you got to understand the new don't look like the old. When Jesus came, he came with power. He came with authority. Signs, miracles, and wonders followed him. So he was a threat to that culture and to that religious system. And when we come on the scene, people are not going to understand us, all of them. And some of them don't want to understand us. Because the Sadducees and Pharisees, John said it like this to them, who warned you snakes and venomous vipers to come? Because you really just coming from information. You don't want transformation. And so now in the midst of this dark world that we are a part of, in it, in the world, but not of the world. We're seeing great exposure everywhere. And we must continue to pray. Pray for our fallen leaders. We must continue to pray. Yeah. Are you listening to me? But the Lord said, but I have singled you out. I've called you to be the light of the world, the salt of the earth. Salt is a preservative. Come on. Amen. And a seasoner.
Amen.
And the light, he said, would you put a light under a bushel? But you put a light, come on a light stand. And this will be a year as I promote platforms in your life. You will be a light. And don't feel like and don't be intimidated by the doors of opportunity that's going to open for you. Because I have graced you with this anointing through ascend. I have graced you. Then the Lord said, start calling in millionaires and billionaires. Start calling them from the north, south, east, and west that we can be kingdom funded. So we can be a greater blessing to ministries. Hallelujah. Yeah. Now, let me see. What else did God tell me to say? I'm just so excited for this opportunity.
Amen.
Now, watch this one.
Amen.
So the Lord said, listen, I'm doing such a new thing in you. Are you ready for this? And I don't, you let me know when my time is over. So the Lord
Whenever
said it
the
like
Lord
this.
Says so.
The Lord said that I'm making you a new wineskin. Are y'all ready for that? He said, because, see, if I pour new wine in old wineskin, the new is going to bust it at the seams. Back in the olden days, they used wineskin, goat skin, animal skin, to preserve the wine. But after a while, when it get old, it can hold the old. You listening? It can hold the old. But if you put new in there, see, the old is limited. So he say, so what I'm going to do is I'm gonna pour new wine into new wine skins. That's us.
That's us.
I want you to get excited.
Come on.
About what God is speaking tonight. I want you to know that God is speaking to you. I want you to know that I don't know where you are. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I want to let you know that the season of drought is over for you. I want to let you know the season of famine is over for you. I want to let you know the season of depression and discouragement, come on, and barely making it, come on, and not enough, come on, and not sufficient.
Yeah. Come on, y'all.
That's over for you in this year of 2024. Yeah. I want you to know we're being transformed, and we're moving from faith to faith and glory to glory. I want you to understand that God is already performing a miracle on you. I want to let you know that even your children and your children's children that you have been concerned about, the Lord say, be as Abraham was, offer them up like he offered up Isaac. The Lord say, I won't kill them. I'll take care of them. They may get a little whooping. But because a prayer is continually being made for your children, because you're doing what I called you to do, I'm going to honor what you've done for me. And I'm going to be merciful to your children. Somebody ought to give God a praise right there. I say somebody ought to give him a praise right there.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I see somebody with a lower back problem. There's a lower back problem that I'm looking at right now, and it's a man and a woman. It's not just one person. And the Lord say, if you would lay your hands right there below your back, amen, praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
God say, I bring divine healing, amen, to you right now in Jesus' name.
Yes.
I see somebody that
thank
has headache. That the Lord say that I'm touching that headache that is coming from pressure over your eyes, and then it's an accelerated blood pressure that is out of whack. It goes up and down. But the Lord say, I'm getting ready to come in, and I'm going to stabilize that, says the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lamb of God. And the Lord say, this will be a year that Isaac will walk up into your life. He is going to make you laugh again. We went through so much last year. Some of us still got the frowns from last year. But the Lord said, I'm going to take my spiritual iron, and I'm going to iron out all
Thank
of those
you,
wrinkles
Jesus.
Out of your
Thank
forehead.
You.
And
yeah.
people are going to say, boy, you look young. And you're going to say, to God be the glory.
Be the
I'm
glory.
Telling you, signs, miracles, and wonders. It's coming through the body of Christ this year. I don't know about you. I'm not looking back. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Is anybody with me today? I want to let you know, and I don't know who all will even listen to this broadcast, but I want to let you know that God is promoting you. I want to let
you
know that God is getting ready to illuminate you. And we say to the Lord, according to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 and 18, open up my eyes, Lord. The eyes of my heart, so that I can see as you see. That's what makes the difference when we're going through trials and tribulations.
If I
can see what the Lord sees, then I can walk over every snake and know that my God is taking care of me. You do know that grace, mercy, and favor, they will follow you all the days of your life. God has sent the mercy, grace, and favor to be your real God. So he said, don't worry about your enemies. He said, because everything they thought they could do to you is getting ready to boomerang behind back around their own necks. That's why he said, don't be weary in well-doing. If you don't faint. And if you do happen to fall, just go on and get up. Amen, because he's redeeming your time. I say he's redeeming your time. Don't say I'm too old. Don't say that I'll never be married. Don't say that I'll never have a new car. Don't say that I'll never have a home. I don't care if you're 90. If you provide the faith, you provide the faith, he will provide the miracle. Father, we bless you tonight.
Yes.
We honor you on this line. We thank you for this opportunity to share with the word of the living God. Father, continually create in us a clean heart. Bless this worldwide ministry. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this Inez, and I thank you for the great kingdom work that she's doing.
Thank you,
And Miss Inez, I hear the Lord say, within these next 3 months, God is going to begin to bring major and drastic changes into your life. You have the name of my spiritual mother. And I'm telling you, there is something about that name that is sweet in the ears of God. It's in the ears of God. And that's right. And I see like two loved ones, like on each side of your shoulder, that you have much concern for. And I heard the Lord say, because of your faithfulness has gotten my attention. And the Lord says that whatever you ask in my name, some things he couldn't do last year, but he's going to do it again for you this year. And the Lord said Amen. That I'm going to make things much easier. And God is going to send you destiny helpers. That's right. Amen. Praise the Lord. That is going to begin to help you. So when you need breaks, when you need them, you will be able to train. This will be a year of training. This will be a year of God showing you how to teach others to do what you do. And they will do
Amen.
It in a spirit of excellence. So, Father, we bless you for this woman of God. And we thank you for every listener tonight that has listened to this word. So, Father, we're asking, Holy Spirit, that you would rest upon us in a special and a great way. I feel the weightiness of the Holy Spirit upon us right now. I feel a weightiness of his glory, amen, that is coming in that station, that is coming on this air, and to everyone
yes,
that is listening,
yes.
there is power, amen, that is being
power.
Broken off of you right now in the name of Jesus. And as you lift your hands up and as you give the Lord glory and as you give him praise, you watch and you see the deliverance. And this is going to be a year everything is speeding up, God moving real fast.
Amen.
Because time is short. So no longer is delay, amen, your friend. He said, but now for those
amen.
That need extended warranty and a grace period, come on. I'll give you grace. I'll give you a grace period, right? But while I'm giving you a grace period, it simply means
yeah,
I'm working
yeah.
something out for you. Father, we thank
you
and we honor you. And we bless everyone, all the listeners all around the world that is tuning in. We're so grateful for you. Receive this word today and watch God invade your life with signs, miracles, and wonders. In this year of 2024, we are back in the hands of Miss Annette.
Amen, amen, amen. I have to thank you for the prayer because I was one whose back was being held back by the devil since before Christmas or around Christmas, and I felt that relief just taken off. So I just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. If that's not enough, that is just God giving him the glory. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes.
And I'm going to hear the song "Open Door Season" by Dietrich Haddon. And then we're going to go into Invitation to Christian Discipleship. And then after that, we will have our communion. So you all get your communion sacraments and elements together so we can all commune together in this new year. Amen.
Amen.
Power and love in the night. I declare ain't no-
in this open door season, open all the doors for us, as Apostle says, to you got to open that door. You got to be ready. Be always ready, because you never know when your season is going to be here. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Pastor Tony Gooding, would you like to extend the invitation to the church today?
Excuse me?
Would you like to extend the invitation to church, either for
sure.
prayer or for... Uh-huh. Go ahead.
As the word went forth this evening, as it was a blessing to our hearts, as we have been encouraged and faith have been built, someone may have that desire that do not know Jesus Christ. Someone may have been hurting and wanting an answer for their life. We welcome you now to be one to come into the bleeding side of Calvary, the bloodshed side of Calvary. We welcome you to be the one to come, open up your heart, and be willing to say yes to the Lord. Just give you a moment to have that attention to where you will say yes to Jesus, and I'll lead you in a prayer. Is that okay?
Yes.
Well, for those that want to know Jesus, repeat this prayer after me. Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross. I believe that you rose again on the third day. Come into my heart. I renounce my old ways of life. Accept you, Jesus, as my Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. Praise God. You have just became a citizen of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We congratulate you as we turn it back into the hands of the mistress of ceremony.
Amen. Amen. Amen again. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We will now go into our communion. So it'll be in the hands of Apostle Chris. So please have your elements ready, so that you can partake when the time is to partake. Yes. Amen. It's in your hands, Apostle Chris.
Amen. We thank and we praise God for the word that went forth on tonight. Pastor Shalar, you did a wonderful, wonderful job, and I thank and I praise God for you. Shall we prepare for our communion?
Yeah.
The word says if we do this unworthily, we bring damnation to our own self. So say a quick prayer and ask God for forgiveness of your sins, the sins of omission and commission. And we believe that God is going to answer your prayer just because you asked him to forgive you. He said if you're faithful, He would forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Amen. Amen. On that faithful day when Jesus was with his disciples, he took the bread which represents his broken body. He lifted it, he broke it, and they all ate. He took the cup containing the bitter Passover wine. He lifted it, he blessed it, and they all drank it. And the Bible said, after they communed, they sung a hymn and marched out on the cavern. Amen. We think
that
we pray.
I know it.
Amen.
Without a shadow of a doubt. I know it was the blood for me. Come on and give him some praise. Come on and give him some praise. I know it was the blood. I know, without a shadow of a doubt, I know it was the blood for me. Come on and give him some praise. Come on and give him some praise. I know it was the blood.
Out there, if you have any announcements, Pastor Bennett, do you have any announcements?
Not at the current time.
Mm-hmm. Apostle Sheila, do you have any announcements from your church or your community?
Let's see. No, ma'am. I don't have any announcement for our community, but I would like to invite everybody to be a part of. We are going through the complete Bible, which will be our third year, 7 days a week. We're on at 5 a.m. every morning on our conference line, and we're excited that we're getting more and more people established in the Word. And so if anybody is not doing anything, we will be be doing that the rest of this year as well. And so we have a conference line number for that. Yes, we do. We have one other thing. We are starting our Daniel fast on tomorrow at our physical location, 3405 Baseline Road, and we will be praying for the next 10 nights nonstop for 1 hour from 6 to 7. So if anybody want to join us, amen, at that location, amen, that's what we're going to be doing during this time of our 10-day Daniel fast, is we will be at our physical location where we will be crying out to God for us and as well as our nation, our families, and the surrounding areas. Thank you so much for that space.
Okay, and before you go, what is the conference line and what was the time again for the for the reading of the Bible every morning?
That would be 5 a.m. We're on from 5 a.m. until 6 a.m. And our conference number, let me pull it up real quickly, is 605, pardon me, 605-472-5587. Again, that is 605-472-5587. The access code is 931403#. Again, the access code is 931403#. And 7 days a week, we're on there at 5 a.m.
Okay.
You're
so
welcome.
That's 5 a.m. Central Standard Time, okay, and
yes, ma'am.
6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for those of you. Because I was starting to read my Bible every day, too, at least a chapter a morning, what have you, so that I'm trying to get back into that. But thank you.
Yes,
it just confirms what I need to be doing. Amen,
amen,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I know we have a lot of callers on the line. Is there anybody else who may have any announcements for the community or for the church? I'm going to say the last four of your phone number, and you can go ahead and give your announcement at that time. Pastor Tony, 0674, you have any announcements or anything you'd like to give?
No, I do not have any announcements. I'm a part of Eagle Saints Outreach International, so thank you, though.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Minister Veronica, you have anything?
Yeah, ma'am.
All right. Last 41981.
No, ma'am, thank you.
2075.
No, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to greet the speaker, you can do so at this time, too. I meant to say that as well.
Love you, Apostle.
Amen.
It's your friend.
Amen. thank you.
Love
5471. Amen. 5471, any announcements and you'd like to greet the speaker? All right, 9488, have any announcements or would like to greet the speaker? Thank you. And 0791. All right. Thank you.
This is 0791. I just joined. I hate I missed the message because I got my text message late. But Pastor Salah, this is Barbara, Yolanda's friend, and I'm going to try my best to do your 5 a.m. praying through reading the Bible. I want to do that.
Amen.
Amen.
I think Minister Inez say that it is a way, Minister Inez, that she can go back and listen to this.
That is correct. So I don't know how you got your text, but if you go to www.
Let me write that down right quick.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I'm going back and write. You said www.
Not a problem. www.blogtalkradio.
Okay.
.com.
Okay.
/ Let's Do It Radio, all together. Let's Do It Radio.
Uh-huh.
And then once you get to that point, you could just peruse down to where you see Apostle Shalar's name, and you can push play or play on demand.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
No, thank you. Thank you for joining.
Okay. Yeah.
www.blogtalkradio.com / Let's Do It Radio.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. Thank
good
you. Thank you for
you.
Joining us this evening. You're so
yes,
welcome.
Ma'am.
And you guys can always go and you can listen to it. I believe you can download it as well. And if you want to ever disperse it to any of your community, you can do that as well. And if you have an issue downloading it, just let me know. And you can email me at letsdoitradio@gmail.com and say I'm having trouble, and I'd be more than happy to assist you for the download. Or I can download it and send it to you as well. So I want to thank you guys for that. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I think we did a roundhouse announcement. Anybody else have announcements? Tell Apostle Shalar, I am not a minister. I'm just here out here dispersing the word and helping the word get out. I'm not a minister. I am in the ministry of some sort, but not a minister in that sort. So I appreciate you, unless you're speaking something into existence.
Yes,
amen.
Ma'am. I'm going to be speaking quite a few things. Yeah.
Okay. You already spoke over my back, and I just appreciate that so much because, oh, goodness, you just don't know. But thank you, thank you, thank you. My first announcement is I want to wish anybody whose birthday is today or who has passed, happy birthday and happy New Year to those I have not wished happy New Year's to. And the rest of the announcements are January 9th, and it's just going to be, I'm just going to probably do the ones for the week. On Tuesday, Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. I always bring different topics, and you're more than welcome to join in at the same number and the same time. And then Wednesday night, we have Bible study, and that's January the 10th, January the 11th. Miss Inez says, let's talk about it again. And then January the 14th, Sunday, second Sunday service, we have Pastor J. Rick Rollins from the Edge Community Church of Central Florida out of Tampa speaking. Then January the 15th, Monday, which is Martin Luther King Day, Jr. Day, Sergeant James Park out of Yakima will be having a celebration. And so that's how we roll. So we usually have something almost every Tuesday, every other Wednesday and Thursday, and, of course, on Sunday evenings we have church. We got to have our church because some people don't get a chance to get to church during the day, so we have an evening service. So I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us this evening. I believe you all know Reverend Ronnie Marshall from the True Worshippers Ministry. He speaks on the fourth Sunday, and on the third Sunday is Reverend Carolyn Williamson out of Yakima, which is January the 21st. She will be speaking that evening. And then coming up in June, if anybody knows anybody that has vitiligo, they have World Vitiligo Day, or and it's a conference that's held in Indianapolis, Indiana. So mark your calendars, get your tickets, and get your hotels early. Again, that's June 21st through the 24th in Indianapolis, Indiana. And I want you all to support Reverend Ronnie Marshall through his music and his music ministry. And I have to let you know, he has made, or he and his, I don't even know what you want to call it, but they have done a documentary, and it has made the short list for the 96th annual Oscars in 10 award categories. So for his documentary. Oh, wow. So I don't know when the Oscars are, but I'm going to be front and center to see who wins that the categories that he's in. So that's 10 categories, which he has made the short list, and that's Reverend Ronnie Marshall out of Little Rock, Arkansas. So let's hopefully he will be on someday, one day, so we can hear more about his contributions and what that documentary is. And I am now a best-selling author in the U.S. and in the U.K. for the book He Said Yes to Herself Unapologetically. I am one of 31 women who co-authored that book. We did an anthology, and hard copies are getting printed up now, so I should be getting my books hopefully within the next couple of weeks. Yes. So if you want a copy, you can let me know at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. I would be happy to send you a copy of the book. It's $25 plus shipping and handling, and I'd be more than happy to sign it for you. So you can always email me again at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. And to keep us on the air, not just me, but us on the air, you could send Cash App to $ANAISECALCOUR, or if you have Venmo, at MZ-INEZ, or if you know my telephone number or email, you could send it through Zelle. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Maybe one of you out there may have a topic you'd like to discuss. You can holler at me, send me an email again at Let's Do a Radio, and you can come on and discuss a topic that's really burning on your chest and get it off your chest, and so that we can talk about it if it's really bothering you. I mean, we've talked about suicides, we talked about STDs, sexually transmitted demons, as well as spiritually transmitted demons. So we've got a lot of topics out there. So when you go to that www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do a Radio, you can peruse some of the the topics that have been spoken on and heard throughout the last almost 5 or 6 years. And where this is being heard, it's on Let's Do a Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com on Let's Do a Radio. That's where this is being heard. And it's also worldwide, so it's not just here in the United States, but it is in all the countries all over. And there's a map that I have, and it's turning blue in a lot of the countries. I mean, Australia, Africa, even Russia, Canada, anywhere you can think of, it's being broadcast too. We don't have a lot of blues all over, but even in France and Spain, in Colombia, Brazil, some of those areas there. So if you know people in those areas, get this out to them so we can make this map all blue all over the World Wide Web. So thank you, Pastor Betty, for having me say that. But this is worldwide listening audience, not just here in the States, not in just the 48 contiguous, and then the other two, Hawaii and Alaska, but in Seoul, Korea. So I have a friend in Korea. She listens to it. So we have people all over the world. Have them join in and listen to it. And before I do close up today, we'll have a last word from Apostle Shelar. And I've been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of On Ice Alco Designs. Words of encouragement for this week is: change is the only constant that keeps the pendulum of life moving. Again, change is the only constant that keeps the pendulum of Life Moving. We will have a last word in prayer and benediction by Apostle Celar Hatton Bone, and then we will close out with Call Him Up. It's in your hands, Apostle.
Yes, thank you so much, amen, for this great opportunity. This is a new door for me in the year of 2024, mm-hmm. and I am so grateful, amen, for this opportunity to share the word of the Lord around the nation. And,
yes.
and I decree that not only my voice, but many voices will be heard and
yes.
people will be delivered. Woman of God, you're doing a great work. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank
and
you.
We're so grateful for that. And again, we cover you with the blood and we rebuke every spirit
thank
of infirmity
thank you.
In the name of Jesus that will come against you and anything else in your perimeter. And so we just thank and praise
you.
God for every one of you, all of my members, all of my spiritual children. I see that you all are keying in. Thank you so very much for joining us. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God, for this word tonight. We thank you for the opportunity of a new open door. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you are connecting your kingdom peoples together. We are becoming a family. And, Father, we thank you for that, God. Where there is unity, there is always strength. And, Father, we thank you
yes.
for that. We bind the spirit of witchcraft and sorcery. Word curses that will come against, amen, this radio station, God, in the name of
thank
Jesus.
You.
We bind principalities and powers over the different regions, God, that will try to stop, block, and hinder the move of the living
yes.
God. And, Father, we honor you for it, God. We ask that you bless everyone on this line. We thank you, Lord God, that
thank
within
you.
These next 3 months, we will see signs, miracles, and wonders
yes.
because that you're speeding up things for us because of timing. And so, Lord, we thank you and we honor you for that. We bless each and every one of you all. We decree that you would have a good night. Don't forget joining us right here, right on our conference line, amen, 5 a.m. You all know the time. And so we'll see
yes.
you all there. And we love all of you again. My pleasure, Miss Inez. Thank you so much. And most certainly, we will be sending a seed to you in Jesus' name. That's
thank
it for
you.
Me. God bless everybody. Have a blessed and a wonderful and an awesome night. Amen. Good night to all of you. Good night.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing your congregation. We had about 23 callers calling in and listening just on the call line tonight. So I don't know who's listening in the background, but I want to thank you up. And if you don't do anything else this evening, call them up and confess. stop praising his name. That's not going to stop there.
Can we get a little rhetoric and kind of radical right now?
Come on.
Come on. Take a minute to pray. Something will come on. Play our voice with a loud instrument. Therefore, right now, we come to Shabbat the Lord our God. If you're not ashamed, come on, get up on your feet. We said, turn up a talent and win it, he can go. So that when he's only one, depart from it. From the mouth of babes, come back and pray. Come on. Everybody. Now we're going to show you how to do it so that we can get the spirit stirred up in this place. Everybody says, yada! Extend your hand. Put it up. Put it up. Hold on. Don't lift up the hand. Conquer means to stop the hand. We're just going to teach you what the Bible says. Thank you.
Amen. Shabbat. Hallelujah. Hurrah. Praise the Lord. song from our celestial choir is He's Able from Kirk Franklin. If he hasn't done anything for you, you know he's able because you know he can do all things. Just got to ask. He's able.
Come on, put some hands together. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh.
joining us this evening as we say goodnight, keep in God's care, stay in his bosom, keep his words on your heart and lips. Yeah, we needed this. Thank you. Precious.